And finally today, we're marking the 11th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon.
WBUR's Fred Bever brings us this report on remembrances that took place today in Boston.
On an achingly clear and beautiful morning, more than 200 people gathered at the Public Garden's 9/11 memorial, talking quietly, hugging, a few crying, some catching up after time apart. Chrissy Coombs of Abington lost her husband, Jeffrey, in the attacks. She says 11 years later, the hurt is still raw.
People say this is a non-milestone year, but for the family members, it doesn't matter if it's the 1st, the 5th, the 10th, or the 11th. It feels the same. You know, we still woke up without our loved ones there. My kids still woke up without their dad. I woke up without my husband.
Coombs and family members were up front as a white rose wreath was placed beside the memorial. Elected officials like Senator Scott Brown, Mayor Tom Menino, and Attorney General Martha Coakley were on hand as well. Coombs says their attendance at rituals like this are more than symbolic for her family.
It's a difficult day, but it's also at the same time good to see that people come out for this, that the public comes out to acknowledge what this day represents. And you know, just for them to take the time out of their day, it means a lot to the families.
Among the supporters at the garden ceremony was Bill Downey of West Roxbury.
I believe that not too much of a job to get up and get over here and show your respect for. Hopefully we can keep up the good work. It was never that hard for me to say, you know, but I feel it's good to come over here. It's good for me. It's good for the country, I hope.
Families also gathered at the State House steps today and somberly watched as the U.S. flag was lowered to half-mast. Then they took turns reading the names of the Massachusetts residents and natives who died in the attacks.
And my beautiful son, William Christopher Hunt.
Iris Friedman of Brighton says she makes a habit of attending 9/11 ceremonies like this one. She says they help her grieve for her son, Paul Friedman, who was on Flight 11.
I come almost every year. When I don't come here, I go to New York. It means the world to me.
As the years go by, she adds, 9/11 families who've gotten to know each other, spent time in support groups together, are seeing each other less often. The annual events, she says, provide a chance to commune together on a deeply felt, common experience.
It's something that I you might look forward to in an odd sort of way every year. And it also, you know, ties off the run-up from the... I think for most 9/11 families, the season, if you will, starts on September 1st, and the tension builds until the 11th, and it I won't say it's closure, but it marks the end of the intense mourning period.
Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray presented the Madeline Amy Sweeney Award for civilian bravery. It's named for a flight attendant from Acton who was on Flight 11 years ago, and who made calls from the hijacked plane to warn authorities to the emergency's true nature. The award's recipient, Wakefield resident Paul Antonino, was honored for rushing into a burning building this year, breaking down doors and alerting residents to what became a 7-alarm blaze. Antonino accepted the award on behalf of all those who make sacrifices for others.
That report on 9/11 from WBUR's Fred Bever.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.